Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Cross Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2014, Selena led ways to attune to Maiden, Mother, Crone, and All Goddess in this guided inner journey ritual.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we continue our exploration of moon goddesses with a ritual that I created many Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we continue our exploration of moon goddesses with a ritual that I created many years ago, and which I have done not only as part of personal practice, but in group settings, both large and small. We're going to take a journey inward to connect with the triple goddess of the moon. I often have guided this inner guidance quest ritual as part of workshops that I have presented at various places around the United States and other countries since the 1980s. I first created it for use with an all-women's group, but I have found that it is equally workable for groups containing both women and men. In group settings, the role of guide ideally is taken by someone who has skills in group leadership as well as personal experiences, communing with each of the three aspects of the goddess as well as the goddess as a whole. This ritual also can be adapted for solo workings. In this inner guidance quest, participants call forth triple goddess aspects within themselves through visualization, ritual gesture, and incantation in order to channel guidance for daily life. The goddess names and forms come from ancient pagan Greece. The association of maiden, mother, and crone with these ancient goddess names and forms is an important part of our way of connecting with the goddess as waxing full and waning. Connecting with the triple moon goddess is an important part of many Wiccan traditions as well as many other paths of contemporary paganism. In creating this ritual, in addition to using ancient Greek goddess names for each of the aspects. I have selected a ritual gesture and posture which is best suited for each of the goddess aspects that are part of the quest. In designing this inner guidance quest, I not only did so as a way of bringing forth spiritual guidance through interface with the aspects of the sacred moon and the goddess in those forms, but I also designed this ritual so that it could bring healing and balance to those who take part. It gives firsthand encounters with the triple goddess, and because of this, it's also an effective teaching tool for Wiccan ways and related forms of goddess spirituality work. In connecting with each of the three aspects of the moon goddess, participants connect with aspects of themselves and the cycle of life. They also attune themselves to the associated qualities of each of the three aspects. In doing this triple moon goddess inner guidance quest, find a private, comfortable place free from distractions. It can be performed at any time in the cycle of the moon, but it's especially powerful as we near and are at full moon time, since the full moon is the phase of illumination and manifestation. This ritual can be incorporated into a larger ceremony, and it can be adapted to fit the traditions and the needs of those who choose to work with it. So I invite you to get comfortable, to find a good place to sit, or if you prefer, to stand, do some centering. We begin with relaxation, and then during this experience, you'll have an opportunity to be in a standing position to take on the gestures. Or if your circumstances are such that standing is challenging, these gestures can be adapted to be used from a sitting position. In the next few moments of quiet, focus on your breathing, the sound of my voice, and your own inner wisdom. Imagine that before you is an altar, a focal point in this quest, a large white candle representing the goddess as unity can be placed in the center of this altar and kindled. You can envision this. You can actually create this. in doing this right. If you have other goddess symbols that help represent the moon goddess in triplicity, you may wish to envision them on the altar as well. Or if you're working with an actual altar, set them down, as well as placing on the altar any ritual tools that you use as part of creating and blessing sacred space. You may want to kindle some incense. You may want a bowl of water. May want some salt, connecting you with the earth element, and a candle or wand representing fire. What symbols you envision for the altar for your quest should reflect your own spiritual tradition. And if using the altar of the mind, then envision them in the next few moments of quiet. We connect with the altar as an aid to our quest tonight, knowing at any point during our guided meditative ritual, if you have need to be elsewhere, to turn your attention to some other thing, that you can do so by focusing on the altar to bring you back to the starting point and then shifting into what you may need to do. But hopefully you have set aside some time where you can take this journey without distraction or disturbance, to journey deep within, to journey into the realm of the great goddess. The goddess in her many forms lives within us. We can connect with her as self-reliant maiden, as creative mother, as wise crone. We can summon her forth by moving our bodies, by chanting her names, by imagining her symbols, by experiencing her qualities. In this inner guidance quest, let her come through you to bring you knowledge and guidance. Let us move into this experience by envisioning and then centering ourselves in a sacred circle. Let us cast a circle of radiant light, the light of the moon glowing. Let us cast that circle of moonlight around us to bless and protect our work. Let us chant together. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, circle around. experience that circle around you now. Envision it, sense it. Now, silently call forth your inner light, your inner self, to guide you in this quest. Experience yourself glowing with radiance. Take some deep, deep, slow breaths. Let your breathing move you into a deep, intuitive, meditative state. Imagine yourself emanating radiant light, the light of your inner self, the light of the sacred moon, the light of the goddess within you and around you. Now let us journey and connect with each of the aspects of the triple goddess of the moon. We begin with the maiden. The maiden is youth, springtime, and the silver bow crescent of the waxing moon. She is beginnings. She is exuberance. She is action. She is Artemis. She who embodies the maiden's independence and self-reliance. She is a goddess of the forest, of wild beast, a huntress and spiritual warrior filled with the spirit of adventure. Working with Artemis and the maiden helps activate inner initiative and assertiveness. Now focus on the energy of the maiden rising up within you. Focus on the energy of the maiden, of she who is beginnings and youth. Imagine the moon waxing from the darkness to a silver crescent shape. Within you, feel yourself being assertive, strong, courageous, self-reliant. Connect with your own power to act and take risks. Deepen your connection with the maiden, with Artemis. Call the maiden as Artemis and become one with her. Use your body now to deepen your connection with Artemis. move into the posture of Artemis the Archer. With your arms holding the silver crescent bow, with one hand pulling the bowstring back with the other, imagining a silver arrow being pulled back, connecting with this imaginary bow. Hold that stance, and now join in repeating and chanting her name, resonating it deep within you. Artemis, let your Artemis self speak to you now about the action you most need to take in your day-to-day life to aid your own growth. Pay attention to what guidance comes to you as you connect with this quest for guidance and resonate with Artemis. What action you most need to take in daily life to aid your own growth. Pay attention to what comes to you. And as you reflect on that message, let that silver arrow that you have drawn in Artemis' bow be released into the sky. And as the arrow flies, repeatedly imagine yourself putting that guidance into action. Taking the action in daily life to aid your own growth. Envisioning yourself growing. Experience your will to make positive change. And as you feel complete with this, breathing deep several times, silently give thanks to Artemis and your connection with her as maiden goddess. Standing comfortably and shaking your arms, your body a bit, you prepare yourself to connect with the moon goddess as mother. The mother is maturity, summer, harvesting of abundance, the shining mirror disc of the full moon, the mother goddess is fullness, fruition, manifestation, partnership, parenthood. She is known as Selena and embodies the mother's creativity, nurturance, and dedication to service. She is a pre-Hellenic form of the moon goddess. She is illumination. She is fertility manifest. Working with Selena and the mother moon helps with creative development, self-actualization, daily work, daily life. Now focus on the energy of the mother, of she who is manifestation and maturity. Imagine the moon waxing from its maiden crescent into the full, shining, shimmering disc of the mother. Feel yourself being creative, fruitful, prosperous, and loving. Connect with your own power to nurture, to bring healing to yourself and others. Call forth the mother as Selena and become one with her. Deepen your connection with the moon goddess mother by taking her pose, standing with feet shoulder width apart, holding your arms up, curved up at each side, forming a great cup, palms facing inwards, fingers pointing upward. Take on this drawing down the full moon pose. Feel the power of the goddess as mother in you as you take her pose. And now chant her name to deepen your connection with the mother moon. Sali. Selena, Selena, Selena. Let your Selena self speak to you now. Bring you a message. Bring forth guidance about what you most need to do to nurture your own creativity. What you most need to do to nurture your own creativity. And as that message comes to you, shift your hands' positions and hold them over your heart, imagining that you are drinking from the cup of the Mother as you do so. Holding your hands to your heart, repeatedly imagining yourself nurturing your own creativity, putting into action the guidance you have received. Experiencing creativity resonating, growing, developing, being in your whole self. And then, as you feel complete with that, breathing deep again several times, putting your hands and arms by your side, moving them a bit, shifting your body, giving thanks to the goddess of the moon as Mother Selena. And now, preparing to connect with the third aspect of the triple goddess of the moon, the crone. The crone is old age, late autumn, into winter time. She has the sickle crescent of the waning moon. She is endings. She is release. She is transformation, mystery, wisdom. Hecate embodies the crone's discipline and her healing powers of destruction that makes way for new growth. She clears away what is no longer needed to open the possibility for rebirth and renewal. Associated with the spirit world and the crossroads, Hecate is the goddess of death and rebirth. Working with Hecate and the crone helps bring understanding and harmonious integration of the shadow aspects of ourself, as well as brings us motivation to break out of destructive and outmoded ways of being. Now focus on the energy of the crone, of she who is endings and old age. Imagine the full moon of the mother waning now, waning into darkness. Feel yourself going deep into your shadows. Come face to face with problems, fears, angers, doubts, other blocks to expression of your potential. As you face these shadows, The crone is in you. The crone is with you. Connect with your power to release yourself from negative patterns of living. Call forth the crone. Become one with her. Feel her power within you. Resonate with the crone. Then your crone connection now by taking the crone's position. Legs straight next to each other. Extend your upper arms in front, parallel to the ground. Now bend your lower arms, cross them over, forming a type of scissors, another symbol of the crone. Crossed arms as we chant to her. Hecate. 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 Now let your Hecate self speak to you, give you guidance about something you need to cut out of your life, something to let go of, something to get rid of. What you need to cut out of your life. Let the message come, and as it comes, move your crossed arms back and forth as you envision cutting that out of your life, releasing, cutting out the outmoded from your life. Experience yourself cutting it out. And when you feel that you have envisioned that, have connected with that transformative action, take your crossed arms, flip them palms to your chest, cross your arms over your chest in the position of repose. This too is a crone posture. Experience yourself transformed. And then, as you feel complete with this part of the journey, let your arms once again flow by your sides. Shake them a bit and shake out your body. Give thanks to the crone. And taking some deep, slow breaths, we connect with the triple goddess as one. In connecting with the unity of the triple goddess, it is possible to integrate the aspects of each maiden, mother, crone, form of the moon goddess. You can come to know the oneness as well as the mystery of the multiplicity of these goddess forms that are around you and within you. Now let us center ourselves. Let us connect again with the glowing light of the goddess within us and around us. Let us reflect again on each of the messages the guidance, the sensations, the experiences we've had with the triple goddess of the moon. The guidance of the maiden. The action you need to take to aid your own growth. The guidance of the mother. What you can do to nurture your own creativity. The guidance of the crone. What you need to cut out of your life. Know that you have the power within you to put guidance into action. Reflect on affirming the power within you to achieve greater wellness, to grow, to nurture, to release. Now feel yourself radiating the power of wholeness, of the goddess united. Now when you are ready, experience yourself symbolizing that wholeness. Standing with your arms by your side, move those arms up above your head, forming a circle, then move them down again, and create with both arms and hands a sacred circle, symbol of wholeness, of unity, the ever-turning wheel of life, Goddess Three, unity. Goddess Three in 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 unity. So mote it be. Reflect a few moments on being one with the All Goddess. The Goddess within you and around you. once again, give thanks to the maiden moon, Artemis, the mother moon, Selena, the crone moon, Hecate, the goddess as one. And now, let us also give thanks, each in our own way, to the inner self within each of us. Let us give thanks to the circle of community that we have been part of, attuning to this rite. Let us give thanks to each other. Let us celebrate the goddess eternal. And at the start of our quest, we cast a circle around us, and with a chant, we release that sacred circle as we conclude our rite. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of spirit, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle around, circle of spirit, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle around, circle of spirit, uncast with our sound. So mote it be. Know that it's a wonderful thing to do a quest to attune to goddesses, to pay attention to guidance during the actual rite. But it also is important to pay attention to insights, meditations, dreams, visions, and other intuitive experiences that may emerge within your own life experience in the next few days and nights. You may find it helpful to make a note of your experiences with the maiden, mother, crone, and the integrating force of the all goddess, the three goddesses as one. Know that you have the opportunity, should you choose to do so, to work with these postures, to work with these sacred names, to work with these quest for guidance questions as you move into the future, individually and together as a whole. May the triple goddess of the moon and the great goddess who has many faces continue to be with you, to watch over you, to guide you in your life, in the times to come and beyond. So mote it be.
It's really no big deal. And this is everyday, guys.
She's a mother off to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart. She's that woman on the phone. She's smoothing out a deal. And though her back is aching, she's a goddess in high heels. She works 6 a.m. to 3, and it may be hard to see, but the beauty of the goddess runs deep.
Trying to find a way. I am the maiden and the mother and the comb, but it's really no big deal. It's just another day.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN Podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.